With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A container ship adrift at 9 miles an hour issued a mayday early Tuesday as it headed towards the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, losing power before colliding with one of the support columns, which sent the bridge and the people on it into the river. Captain Michael Burns, Jr. of the Maritime Center for Responsible Energy says loss of power means loss of control.
If a ship loses propulsion and steering, then it's really at the mercy of the wind and the current. And will go where they kind of send it.
A search for those on the bridge will continue later this morning. President Biden says the federal government will pay for the reconstruction of the bridge. Two of the eight reported victims have been rescued. Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton says the open southern border leaves the U.S. vulnerable to the same kind of jihadis who carried out last week's concert hall massacre in Russia.
Once they get in, they can probably obtain access to the tools and the materials they would need to conduct such an attack. It's an echo of the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan 2.5 years ago, but also it's an indictment of Joe Biden's border policies as well.
Senator Cotton was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. Shares in former President Trump's social media company jumped more than 50% after public trading began Tuesday morning under the ticker symbol DJT on Wall Street. Trading in the Trump Media and Technology Group was briefly halted due to volatility around 9:40. Its market valuation was about $2.5 billion in early trading on NASDAQ. The former president's net worth has reportedly soared to $6.5 billion after that stock jumped. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. names attorney Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. He made the announcement Tuesday. This is SRN News. As our special SRN News Holy Week series continues, author and pastor Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, who also serves as Dean of Spiritual Development at Prestonwood Christian Academy in Dallas, shares the two most compelling factors which conclusively prove the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ.
The resurrection of Jesus is so powerful when you think about it from the perspective of the Gospels. There are 89 chapters in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Only 4 of those chapters deal with Christmas. More than 1/3 deal with the final 8 days of Jesus' life. And they all focus on the fact of two things. The empty tomb tradition, that the women went to the tomb, it was empty. And then the appearance tradition, men and women who said they saw Jesus alive, a number that actually factors well over 500.
Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, who chronicles his research into the resurrection of Jesus and his newest book, Body of Proof. This is SRN News. Wall Street pulls back from its all-time highs of last week as the three markets continue their drop from Monday. Hear more from correspondent Seth Soutel in New York City.
Stocks slipped a bit further from their record heights on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Tuesday for its third straight modest drop in a row. The Dow slipped 31 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. Major indexes were up for much of the day, thanks to gains for Tesla and other big tech stocks. A late-day drop for NVIDIA ended up helping pull the overall market lower. The maker of chips used in AI applications fell 2.5%. Trump Media and Technology Group jumped 16% in its first day of trading under the ticker symbol DJT, the initials of former President Donald Trump. Seth Soutel, New York.
Apple facing 3 new consumer lawsuits claiming it's monopolizing the smartphone market. They were filed by Android users in California and New Jersey. More at SRNnews.com.